Hello, this is your local Lodge News field reporter, Read Me Soon, reporting live on December 21st of 2009. Okay, that's not exactly live, because it's like July, but still, yeah. Today we'll be recording Trash Can Company Predicts the Weather, brought to you by our sponsor.
There's just one place to go for all your spatula needs.
Spatula City!
Spatula City! A giant warehouse of spatulas for every occasion.
That's our sponsor, Spatula City. A place where you can buy a whole bunch of spatulas. Now to the stories. Yeah, reporting live, December 21st. Well, okay, we already covered this. Anyway. From Alabama City in Florida, United States of America, shocking turn of events of the infamous Trash Are We? Trash Can Making Company, commonly known for its horrible, controversial slaughter of plastic straws to use in their plastic-based trash cans, recently predicted the weather. Being a totally cool and reliable news source, our reporters were fourth on the scene. However, by that time, Jimmy C. Niedermeyer, the president of Trash Are We, had given all of the juicy, important information away to the other news companies. So he in turn told us about what his favorite cereal is. Quote, "This morning I had Honey Bunches of Oats, which was pretty good, though admittedly I do quite enjoy Raisin Bran," unquote, said Jimmy C. Niedermeyer. He later went on to reveal how he thought bacon and eggs went well with Fruit Loops, but not Lucky Charms. Reliable sources also reveal that the company itself not only predicted the weather, but that it predicted the outcome of a duel between Bat-Chap and Bat-Spider-Hulk, two rivaling Batman spin-offs. As it turns out, they predicted Bat-Chap would be the ultimate victor, and just look who's been on the front page of a Logicopedia. Bat-Chap. Not Bat-Spider-Hulk, because he hasn't been... Bat-Chap's... Okay. Anyway. Later, after successfully predicting the weather and outcome of a duel, the company went bankrupt after releasing its unsuccessful line of Waste Your Paste trash receptacles, which were designed to hold paste and other glue-like products only, therefore releasing other products, for example, other trash besides glue-like products, resulted in termination and destruction of the trash can by explosion, often destroying the household it was in. One lawsuit against the company was made by a woman. Shit. Read the goddamn script wrong. Stupid teleprompter. Anyway, what I meant to say was one lawsuit against the company was made because a woman put her dog in the trash can, so she too exploded with the dog and the rest of her house. Reasons behind how she filed this lawsuit after being exploded are still unknown. Read Me Soon, Lodge Newsfield Reporter. Done with the report today. I'll be back with more audios on more Lodge News articles. So, okay, done now.